Resurrection Sunday with Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. It's 9:30, half past 9 o'clock. I'm Jay Thomas Smith along with Val Wilson. And in this segment of the program, we're joined by LaSalle Sargent, senior publicist for MSNBC, and Tyrone Dixon, instructor of communications at Texas Southern University. I guess that's professor of communications. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
And good morning, Ms. Sargent. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay. You all are having a big event, a big week going on over at TSU. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. It's our annual communications week, and we have a lot going on. We have panels, conferences, we have film festivals. There's just so much going on this week, especially with MSNBC coming down to broadcast live from our campus.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of the events over there, but let's focus in on what's happening with MSNBC. Ms. Sargent, you're a graduate of TSU, aren't you?
I am. I graduated in 2006.
Oh, that is great. Well, we know, let's talk about this growing hope. What is growing hope?
Growing hope is a way that we are engaging our viewers from across the country to basically share their hopes for themselves, their family, their communities, and their world by giving back and by just sharing it at MSNBC, whether that's going to be writing on our tree that we're taking to the Tiger Walk on Friday, mm-hmm. or whether that's going online and using the hashtag Growing Hope.
Okay. Now, let me just backtrack a little bit. Now the idea of growing hope is you are appearing at TSU to facilitate the input from the community. Is that what this is about?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for people to share what they want to change around certain issues that impact their communities.
Okay. And what inspired that from the very beginning?
Well, MSNBC was a partner at the Essence Festival last year, mm-hmm. and they sort of did a very small activation of this. It wasn't necessarily called Growing Hope, but it was something where people could come and talk to the hosts of our great network and meet different people and talk about what certain topics and issues that mean most to them and what matters to them in their community and how they want it to be changed and what they hope for, it to become.
Okay, so So in other words, you're more or less partnering with the community? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're shining a light on what our viewers want to know and what they want changed.
Okay. Now, why are you doing it? I mean, I guess that's the big question. I mean, you know, media's been around forever. You know, they've been, taken from the community quite a bit. What makes NBC want to get more involved and more or less having their finger on the pulse of what's going on?
Because if you're familiar with our programming, there's a lot of people like Melissa Harris-Perry, Karen Finney on the weekends with Disrupt. We even have Morning Joe, Reverend Al Sharpton in prime time, Chris Matthews, Ed Schultz. They are interested in what's happening in the communities around America, and they report and they tell stories every night, every afternoon, every morning on what affects our communities.
Yeah, Chris Matthews was here a couple of years ago at TSU.
Yeah, he was about 5 years ago. Yeah,
has it been that long? Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. I thought it was just a couple. Okay. Yeah, with Tom Jordan.
Bye, 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 fast.
Yeah, so obviously, so you're making a tour around the country. Where did the tour begin, and where will it end?
Well, we're kicking off a college tour with the great University, Texas Southern University.
I then like
we're
that, going the great
absolutely.
Texas Southern.
I love
absolutely.
That. That's right.
And we're all graduates.
Go Tigers. And then we go to Morehouse College next
Morehouse.
Week.
All
yes,
right.
Morehouse, our brothers in Atlanta next week.
Yeah, Reverend Al is going to be there, correct?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. And who's going to be here at TSU this next week?
Alex Wagner. She's the host of Now with Alex Wagner that airs from 4 to 5 New York time, 3 to 4 Houston time.
Yeah. Now, obviously, touring the country, hitting the college campuses, you're going to hit a lot of folks who are, quote, there. But are there other platforms you're going to be using to try to reach the greater community?
Yes, social media.
Okay.
Social media is big in this day and age, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so we're inviting everyone across the country and international, around the whole world, if they want to use the hashtag Growing Hope, and that you can take part of the conversation. We also have a website where people can actually virtually write in their hopes on this online tree.
Yeah. Now, obviously, as a part of social media, you'll be using Twitter, and there's a gazillion other sites I've never heard of. But do you have what will be your hashtag while you're communicating out there in cyberspace?
It's the pound sign growing hope, all one word.
Okay, pound sign growing hope. That's important to remember. Ours a pound sign magic 102, you know.
So, I just followed you guys
this morning. Yeah, we gotta keep those things out there. Okay. But it's obvious that let's go to line one right quick, take a phone call. Let's Dexter, you're on line one with Lachelle Sargent and Tyrone Dixon. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Morning. That's great. I like what y'all were saying about you wanted to share information about change and problems within the community, and I have a great problem that's in the community because my case was down here in Houston. It's called Decade Long of ID Theft Scam. And basically, we only get one Social Security number, and this is a problem, and I've been looking for some help with this problem.
So you got a personal issue there. Okay, well, that's a good thing, but our focus is not quite that narrow. You may want to contact maybe an attorney or something, you know. Maybe if you don't have any resources, maybe Lone Star Legal Aid or something like that might be able to help you with something, at least point you in the right direction. Okay, got it? Thanks, Dexter. Appreciate that. Anyway. There are a lot of issues going on. Obviously, we got the issue with, you've got to get people to vote. A lot of folks are voted about the voter suppression, voter registration, pollution. We got the pipeline they want to bring down from Canada with all that sand tar. And, I mean, there are a lot of issues going on that people really have concerns about, but seemingly can't find the platform where they're actually heard and get a response. And I guess with regard to MSNBC, as you touch these people, you touch the pulse of the country. What will you do with the information you get?
So once we get all this information, it's going to grow online. And then also our different shows are going to be use it to sort of direct the direct where their stories and where they're going to be concentrating in the community, in the nation, on where they're going to pull stories for their broadcast.
Yeah, I remember watching Melissa a year or two ago, and I think they had a segment on the autopsy of Detroit, you know.
Yeah, they do some good. As a matter of fact, they have a new segment on MSNBC, a new host, Ronan Farrow. He's on, I think, a midday, and he really does some unique and interesting topics that touch oftentimes the heart of the African American community.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And he's been traveling to Africa a lot lately and doing a lot of stories from there as well.
Yeah, that is so good. Now, this is your first time making this this tour? This is the first?
Yes. Well, actually, it's the first time for the college tour. We started our very first opportunity for this kicked off at the Miami Jazz Festival in March.
Okay.
So that was our very first thing. But this is the first stop of the college tour. We had to come to TSU and start here.
All right.
Okay. Well, how can folks get more information on the tour?
They can find more information by logging online, msnbc.com/growing hope, or they can visit tsu.edu. I believe Ms. Pickens put the information there, as well as they can call the university. And it's Friday during Spring Fest. We will be there on the yard from noon to 7 p.m.
Okay. Well, I think that's good information. And I would hope that, I don't know, maybe we'll talk to you all again during the week that you're in town.
This coming week, Communications Week.
Well, I mean, you know, when Alex gets here, maybe we can talk to the community. Hey, we're here. Come on down. Well, by the way,
it's a live broadcast. That's the whole point. Community come out on Friday on the yard and participate during the broadcast.
Broadcasting her show from 3 to 4.
Yeah, but I meant as far as on Magic 102, maybe we can have some connection there and maybe have some segments on. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Okay, but that's great. Well, I'd like to thank you so much for being on the program, Lachelle. Are you aware of other events going on during Communications Week?
Actually, I am.
Okay.
There is one.
Okay.
On Tuesday, April 22nd, is Journalism Day.
That's correct.
And I've been asked from my former professor, Sabino Santifer Walker, to moderate one of the panels. And that panel is called The Global Impact of African-American Music in the Digital Age of Communication. So I am excited to return back to the School of Communications, where my dreams, where I grew hope as a young student of color and young journalist of color. And I'm excited to return to the university.
Okay, and that's Journalism Day on Tuesday. That should be interesting. What's that title in? The Global Impact of African-American Music on...
In the Digital Age of Communication. That's the theme of Communication Week, all week.
Okay,
all
the whole week. Okay, so does it kick off on Tuesday? Or
Monday.
It kicks off on Monday. On Monday, we're going to be hosting four high schools, seniors. So we're doing this kind of recruiting kind of session. That's going to happen on Monday. We're giving them a tour of our studios, tour of the recording studio, two of the radio station, and all that stuff. And then on Tuesdays, the Journalism Forum. And then on Wednesday, there's a one-on-one with Matthew Knowles. He's doing a panel on the topic that we're discussing, as well as attorney Jordan Williams will be featured talking about local recording artists and how that works within the global space. And on Wednesday, which is... my day. I love Wednesday. afternoon from 1 to 3 o'clock. Oh, we're having a film festival, a student film festival, which we are partnering with the museum this year. So from now on, we're going to be having a student film festival every year through Communications Week at the museum.
Wow.
And right now they're featuring all of the student artists from Texas Southern University, the graduating students. So it's going to be nice to watch some awesome films from some graduating students and to experience the art of our wonderful artists.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, we have our ICC conference. And then on Friday, I'm very proud. Dr. Ward has been working really hard for this year's Stellar Awards and Scholarship Banquet. We're really looking to raise a ton of money for scholarships because I have a lot of students that are very talented and they need that money.
That in quarters or dollars?
Dollars.
I mean, tons. I mean.
Dollars. Mr. Dixon, you're being too humble. Thousands of dollars.
Thousands, yes. We need that because I experienced this semester. I was expecting certain students to come back who are awesome students who are getting ready to graduate really soon, and they ran out of money.
Wow.
And so they had to step out, and I just can't understand that process. And I'm very proud of Dr. Ward to make this an initiative. And not just him, but his team, Dr. Ulasi and Dr. Poudet and everyone that works in our department. We're really, really trying to bring a lot of interest to what we're doing in our television and film area and as well as the radio area. Because, we put out a lot of students that do a lot of wonderful things.
And Val, you're instructor there, right, in the program?
Adjunct. Okay. But I'd just like to tag on to Professor Dixon that there are so many incredibly talented students in the School of Communication, creative there, that just need an outlet for their creativity and their art. Yes. Yep. And the support.
Right.
And one of the films that are going to be featured in the film festival is called 5150 Day Street. Val Wilson is acting in.
All right.
There's another one called A Kiss that she stars in as well. and I like to bring that up because a big thing about what's happening at TSU in the School of Communications, we're having professors who work in its industry participate with students.
Yes.
Instead of us standing on the outside telling them what they should be doing.
Right.
We're doing it with them.
Right. Yeah. Professor Marcus Wiley.
Yes.
With the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Yes.
That's right. He's doing the same thing.
And to piggyback what they're just saying, that is so key because that's what separates Texas Southern University from other universities. I could have gone to USC. I could have gone to other schools. But you have these huge classes with large student-to-teacher ratios. But at TSU, I had people like the late Maurice Hope Thompson, who was over at KTSU. He was like my journalism daddy. He really took the time to nurture, to help, teach, to help us learn, see different ways, write better. He took us over at KTSU, so we had one-on-one practice and exposure to how to run a radio station, how to run a broadcast. So it's professors like the late Maurice Hope Thompson, Sabina Sanford Walker, Mr. Dixon, Dr. Ward, et cetera, who really take the time to really foster and grow hope in these young students.
Wow.
And that's what Communications Week is all about this, for me this year, is just exposing people to what is really going on in our department. And we're very proud of it. And I'm glad that Dr. Rutley is really giving us an opportunity to grow.
Yeah. Now, the fundraiser, obviously it is important to, education. It takes money and it takes a village to educate a child. So the event is, the fundraiser is going to be exactly...
at the Crown Plaza Hotel on Friday evening from 7 until 10. And if you want to make a donation, you want to give to the School of Communication for this donation, you know, for this fundraiser, you can give TSU a call, 313-7740. That's the number to the Office of Communications.
One more time.
313-7740.
Okay, that's...
713-313.
Okay. And...
And they can go online as well.
Okay, what's the website?
TSU.edu, and they can just go to the School of Communications.
And the full roster of events happening for Communications Week can be found there. From Monday, the activities on Monday, the journalism forum on Tuesday, the film fest on Wednesday, the events on Thursday, of course, the MSNBC broadcast on Friday, and the scholarship banquet Friday evening.
That's right. And I think everybody would love to, I don't know how many people miss the fact that Matthew Knowles is at TSU. Mm-hmm. And I think to have an opportunity to have a one-on-one with him, that's at 9:30 on Wednesday. I think that's very beneficial. Anyone who wants to be in the industry, period, you can learn a lot from Matthew Knowles. And
he's my former boss. I paid that on the
Yes, right. And a lot of students say they learn a lot in his class.
Yes.
A lot about the industry.
Yes. Yes. So let's not miss out on that.
Okay, folks. Well, hey, we really, really appreciate you sharing this information with the community this morning. The Communications Week at Texas Southern University and the MSNBC Growing Hope College Tour. I think altogether this is very, very important. Do log on to the website. What's the college tour, the Growing Hope College Tour website?
That is MSNBC.com/Growing Hope, but we're also on the homepage of TSU.edu.
Oh, great. That makes it real easy. LaSalle Sargent, senior publicist, MSNBC, Tyrone Dixon, communication professor, Texas Southern University. Want to thank you both for being on the program
this morning.
Thank you for having us.